Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. I want to share about this 100-day meditation challenge that I made for myself. I mentioned it last week as the idea came to me, but I didn't really expand too much on why I was doing it and a little bit more of just this experience through the feminine, and then also just how it's gone so far. Okay, so I want to expand more on this 100-day challenge, my intentions and all. So it's the intention of what I'm doing. So what I'm doing is 100 days of meditating for an hour every single day. And so a couple of things here is, one, I'm not really big on just traditional sitting down meditation. And I think this is where a lot of people have actually connected with my work, is because I don't necessarily believe that that is the way to enlightenment, to feeling connected to spirit. There is an essence of masculine spirituality that shows up within that. There's a connection to consciousness that is centered around this stillness. There's a devotion to clearing the mind and emptiness, getting to this place of being nothing. That is all more associated with the essence of the masculine. And a lot of my work is within the feminine. Even the way of meditating is through the feminine, which is the total opposite. She is all about consuming the fullness of her experience. So to be able to actually be completely filled up with life, to feel everything, to be connected to everything. The feminine actually receives enlightenment and awakening through relationship, through community and connection, whereas the masculine typically does it in solitude. So being that I have been, you know, a big part of my life growing up was me feeling safer within my own masculine, me actually healing by being alone rather than healing through relationship and through others, that I made the last 5 years of my life dedicated towards embodying the feminine, healing through the feminine. And now I'm reaching a point where there's this yearning for a unification of the two. So there's a yearning for a deeper unification of the two. And although, yes, I had a trust and safety within my own inner masculine in the past, it wasn't necessarily a fully awakened masculine. There wasn't this deep level of consciousness that came through with this connectedness to love, which is feminine. So yes, maybe I felt comfortable with the masculine, but there is still a wounded part of the masculine that I felt really comfortable with. So bringing a deeper consciousness into my energy, coupled with this like way of feminine spirituality that I've curated over the few years that I've been dedicated to this work, is going to bring this like beautiful sacred union of the two. And that just feels like the place of life that I'm in right now, is this longing to bring them both into oneness, and be able to harness both sides of myself and feel more of a complete soul essence. So yes, I still long to lead my life through the feminine, but there's a yearning to bring more consciousness, to bring just a deeper version of my inner masculine to match the power of the feminine. So that's what the intention of this meditation is. And I've got to be honest, it is not easy. So the stage that I'm at, I'm on day 5. I've already completed 5 days, 5 hours of meditation. And I am in no way able to say like, yep, I'm just super clear-minded. I am not able to get distracted by the random little errands that come up to my mind when I'm in the middle of a meditation. All of that's still happening. Like, I'm experiencing meditation as if it's the first time I'm experiencing it. Simply because this emptiness is not something that I'm used to. When I meditate for fullness, for experiencing the vastness of life. And so it's completely different. And so that's kind of the stage that I'm in right now. It's been 5 days. I'm still experiencing just the general distractedness, and the reasons why people typically quit meditation is a huge part of my experience right now. But I'm insanely proud of myself just for having continued it for 5 days straight, for having gone through a very busy, very social weekend, and still found time to prioritize it, to say no to things, so that I can make time for this work. All of that is kind of the excitement that is fueling me right now, to be able to choose myself, to be uncomfortable but still sit in this space. That I am able to even vocally, I've been telling a lot of my friends that I'm doing this, and the agreement that I have within myself is that I have to do this for 100 days straight. And if I miss a day, I owe my roommate $1,000. Which is, I think, just this insane drive that definitely keeps me going. And not even just the money itself, because I'm sure I could very easily not pay him. He wouldn't, you know, hold it against me. But it would be this inner, just this inner interpretation into identifying myself as somebody who doesn't follow through with what they say. To have this like looming knowing that I owe somebody, and being indebted. I've created this debt for myself. And I think that is a huge driving factor for me, is being free of that, to not have these underlying ties or this underlying guilt for not following through on my actions, which I think holding this debt over my head definitely keeps that. If you are curious about doing this yourself, or wanting to be a part of this 100 days with me, you can literally start whenever. But what I would encourage, and something I've mentioned before, is being really careful about how you choose this, the action that you're going to take, the intention, because it has to come from a deeper place within. There have been times where I've tried to do this and it just didn't last because there wasn't enough of a drive for why I should do it. Right now, there's this huge realization that there's a part of this conscious masculine essence in me that's missing, that's actually looking to be on par with my inner feminine, to create this massive wholeness within myself. I can feel like that is this missing link. So with that, I'm seeing meditation and just the discomfort of this journey and the unfolding of 100 days as a beautiful container for this work. So there's that drive there for me. I have tried other tasks, like such as tapping consistently for 100 days, or fasting in a certain way for 100 days, and none of them really stuck. Either the why wasn't there, or there was a part of me that really did know that this wasn't a challenge enough. This wasn't going to leverage enough of a transformation for me. And so this is a huge thing with making long-term commitments like this. A deep part of you has to know, like, I'm going to be so fucking different on the other end of this. There's going to be a whole new version of me that comes to light when this experience is over. And so I'm so, so certain of that. And so right now, I'm in that phase where my joy and my pride and the fuel to continue is coming from, I did it. Like, it's been 5 days. I haven't given up yet. Or the other night, a bunch of my friends were doing a movie night. And I was like, you know, I'm feeling a bit tired. And I have not done my meditation yet today. I'm going to miss out, skip out on this social event. I'll join in tomorrow. I'll check in for breakfast or something like that. And normally, I would have always prioritized my people. There's so much that I get out of connection and just feeling myself through connection, which is obviously more within the realm of the feminine. To choose not to go, to choose to stay in the vibration of my commitment, despite the options that were available, actually felt really good. So right now, these are the things that are giving me a high. These are the things that are fueling me, despite the meditation itself not being super awakened. I'm not feeling entirely woke inside of the meditation yet. But I'm only 5 days in, and the excitement is coming from maintaining my commitment and the choices I'm making. And so what happens in this 100-day process is there are going to be different things that will fuel you, different motives that will actually fuel you to keep going. And right now, it's this ability to honor my commitment that feels really good to me, the commitment to myself that I've made that's fueling me in this exact moment. I don't know how many days is going to go by before this gets old. Like, all right, duh, of course I'm going to show up. Of course I'm going to make this commitment. It's no longer going to be an advantage to say yes to this or to keep this as the motivating factor. And what will happen is it'll naturally transition into something else. So this is where you don't need everything to be perfect all at once. You don't need to make the commitment and also have super zen meditations and also have a download that comes through every time you walk out of it. Like, you don't need to be significantly more awakened every single day. It can show up differently. There'll be little chapters where different wins will motivate you. And until you fully experience the joy of that win and allow yourself to be fueled by that motivating factor, it's actually always going to linger. So if I say, oh, I don't want to be excited about the fact that I am holding this commitment, that's not enough. I need to be better at the meditation. I need to do it more effectively. I need to have an innovation that comes out on the end of the 59th minute. So if I hold all these expectations that aren't the truth of my experience right now, I'm invalidating the growth that's showing up in this exact moment. So by locking that in, saying, okay, this feels really good right now, and just milking the joy, the pleasure in the fuel of this chapter, I'm naturally able to transition into the next motivating factor. So once the joy of holding a commitment gets old, then I can be into, okay, well, now I can focus on actually coming to this place of stillness for a whole 10 minutes or, you know, reaching a whole 40 minutes of deep stillness and quiet and emptiness and feeling the nothingness inside of me. And then once that gets old, and that's just like an obvious basic experience that I can drop into, then I'll have this ability to be like, okay, what is the download that comes through? If I am nothing, what is this inner knowing that is not in my conscious awareness that can come through? So these are the different segments that I foresee. But again, that's all that I foresee. I am so unaware of what else that could happen. If I'm foreseeing these segments and I'm only 5% in, what excites me is what else is going to show up in the upcoming seasons of this work. So that's where I'm at right now. And I wanted to share this mainly because I think there's so much assumption that you reach a certain point, you're suddenly good at all these things. But there's different modalities, different realms of spirituality. And just because this is my work doesn't mean that I've mastered them all. I found a realm that's really worked for me, and I've been able to maximize on that. That is the feminine, to find your own feel good and turn that into a place of attraction and magnetism. But with the masculine, you are actually bringing in external opportunities, challenge, and testing yourself out. So our inner masculine desires to see what our greatest capacity is. And that's what is so cool about this journey with meditation is that I'm like not doing that great at it. I'm just kind of okay at it so far. The fact that I'm even sitting still for a straight hour is a win on its own. So being able to bring in a sense of challenge and test your own expansion is the core desire of our masculine. Feminine is in the feelings body, so she's really good at identifying what already feels good and how can I maximize that zone of genius that is me. So we need both. We need the capacity to test our edges and feel the expansion while also knowing, like, ooh, this right here, this is my sweet spot. And I can make so much out of this if I work through this, if I lead with this. So I'm bringing the two together, and with that is this practice right now. I'm curious if that brings anything up for you, if you can recognize that within your feminine, there is a realm that is actually quite intuitive and natural for you. And then maybe within the masculine, something that feels like a bit of a challenge that you haven't been able to master, or it does feel like, ooh, that's a stretch for me. I can actually feel my body stretching deeper in order to reach that new embodiment. So these are just some of the experiences that I've had so far in my first 5 days of this practice. I did also make a commitment to doing a video every single day, which I have not done. But that's okay. I think that what I'm realizing is that maybe that wasn't as necessary in this process. Pushing myself into that and making this task even bigger wasn't as much of a motivation right now. So if you find that through this work that you get all excited like myself, I'm one of those people that every time I come up with a new idea, I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. I'm so fucking about this. And then the next day I'm like, yeah, no, I don't really care anymore. It wasn't for me. And that's a little bit of what's happening, that I started off having all these ambitions, like, and I'm going to fast, I'm going to do a video every day, and I'm going to be able to come up with a piece of content. Way too ambitious. But that's me, and that's totally okay that I can throw all that, but also give myself forgiveness and permission to let things drip off. Trusting that the things that stick are the ones that are meant to stick, that you can actually put your energy in there because they're meant to give you a transcendence. Your body is naturally ready to move through the things that stick. Which is why I'm not big on like doing the same ritual every day. It's just not something that works. Not every single day the same things are going to serve you. So this is the one element of my life that I'm going to implement, that's saying, okay, no matter what, we are shoving this into the day, whether or not the day itself allows for me to do that. So this is the only task that I'm essentially inserting into my day that feels like an interruption. And then the rest of my day is still very intuitive. There are no routines that I live by. It is an opportunity for me to stay connected to what feels good, where am I being pulled to, what's most expansive, what just feels kind of sexy for the day. How can I allow the rest of my day to stay messy in that way? And then this interruptive insertion of this masculine practice is actually enough of a shock to my nervous system. So I can feel the drastic polarity when the majority of my day, my existence, is in the feminine and in the playfulness. And then I insert this meditative, like, okay, I need to do this. This is something I'm required to do. It is not something that you don't accidentally end up meditating. You actually have to say a no to everything around me, and I'm choosing to drop into this. And by experiencing the contrast within that, there's a huge distinction of my inner masculine and my inner feminine. And that is when you get to have the most power in polarity, is when you can have a really clear separation of when you're harnessing each of these energies. And when you do, you can drop into them more dramatically. So you can maximize the energy potential on either pole when you're able to create that rift more intensely. So that's part of what this work does, is that it allows me to feel the interruption in my nervous system, to actually feel the shift in my embodied experience. And if you bring consciousness to what's happening there, you'll notice how you might actually be going from your inner masculine to feminine energy in your day-to-day life. Maybe when you're interacting with somebody who feels like a threat to your feminine or a threat to your masculine, you can feel yourself bringing on that armor, or closing off, or actually feeling more expansive and having more of this open invitation. This works beautifully in developing relationships, both when you're going to a whole new city or traveling solo, and being able to find and attract the right connections, to developing deeper intimacy, and also just like building community. You're able to sync up with what is the call, what does the moment call for. And that is when we have the deepest level of intimacy, is when you can feel into what would serve the moment the most, to show up with my masculine or my feminine, to be in sync with the people around me. And that is how we naturally create the deepest relationships. And it all kind of comes back to love. So all of this is actually in service of love, and that is in service of my feminine. So it's at a deeper level, or at my essence, there is a yearning to be in service of my feminine. And so although this is a backhanded way, it still is in service of love, in service of the feminine. So I hope that this at least plants the seed for some kind of challenge for you. You want to be 100 days, 30 days, you know, you do it however you want to do it. That's all that I will encourage, is that it doesn't have to be how I'm doing it. It doesn't have to be the time frame, the time limit, none of that. It could be exactly what feels good to you, but creating this interruptive shift in your nervous system will naturally wake you up from this automatic beingness that you've been in. And what you'll find is that suddenly opportunities show up. Suddenly things that you've been doing that may not be in service to your highest self are like obviously icky. You're looking at that like, why was I ever doing that? Why did I ever have interest in that direction? So when you create this interruption in your typical nervous system pattern, naturally you receive these downloads and these awakenings to what is and is not working. So at the very least, even if you don't have this higher calling to, you know, balance your energies or create polarity or develop relationships, none of that. You don't need that. It could simply just be, what am I missing? Is there something that I'm unaware of? Am I stuck in a pattern that I've just actually fallen into a comfort with? So that's simply it. If you want to find what could be available to you, that is more than enough. And this practice will do that for you. So I'm really into this. So if you feel called to being a part of this, I mean, I'm only 5 days in, so you can join in for a 90-day challenge and reach out to me about questions you have on how to set up this container for yourself. I also mentioned in my story last week, I think, about the book, The Four Tendencies. So I highly recommend you read that if you want to get some context on how you can actually stay consistent with this work. Find out which tendency you fall under, and then create a process or like an internal contract that is in alignment with your personality tendency. That's a really good way of ensuring that you stay consistent and not just copying what I do and wondering why it isn't working for you, because we're all so uniquely different. So check that out, see how it works. If this does feel inspiring to you, send me a message. I'm happy to give you some feedback on where you can create, how you can create that container. Or just if you want to be in a community of other people who are in this and just have that support and be able to know that you're in that vibration collectively. I've been telling so many of my friends, like, by the way, I'm doing this, partly because there's this like inner contract of the more people that I tell, the more embarrassing it is that if I fail or if I don't keep up with it. And secondly, I am also wanting my friends to be in this journey and just the learning and awakening that they get through. That's a huge part of why I am where I am, is that a lot of good friends of mine have been, you know, part of my spiritual journey in different pockets of it. And to be able to bounce things off of each other and share your wins and validate that, whoa, I feel different. I actually do feel different. And other people are noticing that is what creates permanent change. It's not just in your head. It's not just, you're not overthinking what's happening. It really is changing. And to be able to be validated in that and to have others witness you in that is all part of this work, is all part of the natural evolvement in who you're becoming. So community is huge. Again, obviously, if you are associated or if you do feel aligned with the feminine, you're probably gonna resonate with that pretty deeply as well. So I hope that served you. This is where I'm at so far, and I'll share more on the findings that come through.